It'll go now.
Don't trip on this cord, god dang it.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from outside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master Bubba. Good morning, Bub.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
You and I both took the same supplement this morning, and we're about ready to hit the floor, man.
It was supposed to be one of those, like, men's one-a-day things. Oh, man, dude. I will tell you what. My stomach has never, ever – I've never had a stomach hurt this bad, even on the worst nights of drinking in my entire life. Yeah, this is pain. This is raw pain right now.
It's rough. It's rough, ladies and gentlemen.
Going through menopause.
That's it. Menopause done Bubba style. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise. The two-time gold-winning vodka. Bub, what about that?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. Just like we continue to speak about with the entire Lion Pride that we consider it, which is actually the Mapogos, there is an entire crew of just solid stand-up entrepreneurs, class acts, the morals and, you know, everything all the way across is pure strength. Monkey in Paradise, Tony Rienzi, BM, DNA. Who else are we missing? Deviate. I mean, Morpheus Raps. I mean, all these guys are just true powerhouses. The kings, the top dogs, the guys who do the best quality work, regardless of what anybody out there on the streets wants to always mumble and say. Just true, 100% top level tier, and it doesn't get any better than that.
Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, bub.
Drink responsibly, or a lot.
Drink a lot and responsibly.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. You can drink a lot as long as it's responsible.
MonkeyInParadise.com. Good morning to the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Mr. Tony Rienzi. That's TonyRienzi.com for all your automotive needs. He is the Donald Trump out there, man.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. And we've got our entire lot here at BEM is loaded with Rienzi.com collection. It is insanity. I mean, every one of these things is sitting top shelf, ready to go on the transport trailers. We always do our final pre-checks before these things get loaded up and go out all across the world. We've got so many of them here I'm looking at. I mean, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, there's Koenigs, there's, I mean, Porsches, there's Bentleys. He has a full line of, there's a Rolls-Royce Phantom sitting here. All kinds of stuff that you couldn't, you know, just whatever you want, go on it and find it and buy it. It's that simple.
It is. TonyRienzi.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget about Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Now, if you want evidence of the Lion Pride, what we call what, bub?
The Mapogo.
The Mapogo.
You call them the Mapongos.
I call them kangaroos.
No, Mapongo, like there's an inn in there somewhere, like Nancy.
But if we want evidence of it, bub, all we need to do is stand back and look at this beautifully wrapped car by the leader in wraps around the world. That's Morpheus. And Jeff and his crew did a stunning job with this wrap. We have Monkey in Paradise right here. We have STS. We have DNA Surface Concepts. We have Bubba's Exotic Motorsports back here. I mean, bub, this thing is loaded up with the Lion stuff.
Loaded, man. Again, it's just, you know, top-notch, high-end quality, everything from, really, I mean, you have stuff on here from social drinking to private flight captains to the most exquisite diamonds in the world to, to BEM, to Tony Rienzi, to Morpheus, to, I mean, everything you could possibly imagine is sitting on this car. And guess what? There's a lot more to come. We haven't even finished this thing yet. It is here at BEM right now for its full, complete transformation. Everything from power package to, which, by the way, this thing's already sitting right at the 800 horse mark. We're going to move that up to close to 1,000. We're going to have a lot of fun with this thing. Try to keep this vet stuck straight on the road because it is a street strip car. But we've got everything from three-piece wheels and tires to big brake kits to carbon fiber accessories to body kit. I mean, all kinds of components that are still going to get thrown on this. What was just finished, C7 Corvette wrap done by Morpheus. It looks insane. Stay tuned for the final product.
It's going to be crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest joining us this Saturday live.
Who's that? Who?
Joining us live on our podcast, Doing It Bubba Style, which is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, we have the very talented Miss Robin Vernon from South Beach Classics joining us. It's going to be an amazing show. Some of you may have heard some of the news releases or read the press releases about what happened in that relationship. Robin's going to talk a little bit about that with us. We are bringing it to you exclusively. But more importantly, Bub, we're going to be talking about Robin's new ventures out there outside of the television smash hit South Beach Classics on Velocity.
So this is something that I would say, personally, I have a serious interest in. Not for the dramatic side of the story, but for her new venture side, because she's always been a success. She's always done, again, top-notch stuff, man, doing the highest end available out there. So I'm really curious, because I have no idea what the backstory is, so I'm curious as to what Robin's new venture is.
Well, and, you know, Bub, from bad comes good. We always look at from adversity comes, you know, very positive things. While it appeared to the world that there was a very stable relationship, Robin released to the world that it was quite different behind the scenes. I'm certain that there'll be a book in this somewhere, but Robin has picked herself up, brushed off the back of her pants, and moved forward, and is now redoing everything in her life, and it's coming back even stronger than what it was.
Well, from the photos I've seen, I hope she brushed off a lot more than the back of her pants, because it was like her shirt, edge of her face, arms, side, just... Hopefully she's brushed herself off.
Ladies and gentlemen, men do not beat women. That's a fact. You should check it out. Go out and Google it. Go out and Google Ted and Robin Vernon and look at the images. Then you'll know what's going to be discussed on Saturday's show in part. Not focusing on it, but we're going to talk a little bit about it because it's the genesis to her new success.
Super cool, man. I'm ready for it. So that's this Saturday show. All right, so I'm ready. Hey, so how about Thursday night?
Thursday night, we will be at Jumbie Bay. The monkey will be loose. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics 2017 Mustang that made its appearance in California, Simi Valley, California, at Turbonetics headquarters will be home, Bub. It is on the trailer. I just got pictures from Greg, our facility foreman and driver here. He also is our upholsterer, the best in the business. I just got photographs from him. He is now in Texas, Bub.
Hey, ride him, cowboy. Hey, you know what, too? There may have been conversation last night. There may be a local build-off going on right now behind the scenes. I'm not going to say too much about it, but there might be some West Coast styling coming out here to Southeast.
I had heard a little bit about that. I won't disclose many of the details. It is between yourself and a very good friend of yours who is also into the motorsports arena. It is not a competitive thing. It's just we're comparing styles.
It's fun competition is what it's going to be. And if you can't have... That's the way I like to look at things. Even, you know, and you know that we hang out with a lot of big builders in the industry. It's not, you know, your work sucks and my work is better. It's none of that at all, dude. It's just we're all here doing the same thing, having a super fun time. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't treat the relationships like that. I personally do. I enjoy having relationships with other big builders because it's fun. Everybody has their own style, and we're all here doing our own thing. And there's enough work out there for the entire world to do anything that you want to do. This is going to be one of those super fun competitions. We're going to put a lot of parameters behind it. You're going to be the one behind the parameters for the style and the build of both of these. I'm going to say trucks, but they are going to be really, really cool. We're going to have an awesome time doing it. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. By the way, the build-off will be between Bub and Carryover Deviate Motorsports. Deviate is known for the quality of off-road vehicles, off-road, on-road vehicles that he builds.
Well, so much for not saying who the competitors are.
It doesn't matter. That's the fun part about it. You're building the buzz.
No, but that's what's going to be really cool. So I'll tell you. So everybody knows that he builds insane trucks. He's very well known for it. He holds the highest in respect in the lifted, the powder coating, the very aggressive, the very modern and clean style building with these trucks, man. So you can't turn that down. You can't deny it. Those are facts, right? But we are going to now take a style, and this is a competition of pulling some of the West Coast styles, which would be, I mean, what do you have in the West Coast? Let's throw out some rough ideas out there. You've got pre-runner stuff. You have Baja Rally trucks, none of which you see anywhere here in Florida. We don't have dunes. We don't have things you just launch over if you're out just cruising the road.
I can launch over anything.
You do. You launch over anything, anywhere, anytime.
By the way, who drove over the curb in the Jeep the other day? I move on.
Oh, no, I claim that one. That was our upholsters, Greg's. I freaking full on over a median, dude. I didn't even care.
You should have taken the front end right out of that thing.
See, I mean, you were behind me. How bad was that Jeep rocking?
You never do that. That's what I do. That's commonplace for me.
I feel like the steering was really delayed for some reason there. Like, I went one way and then I tried to correct it, but it wasn't happening, dude. I just took them all out. All four wheels.
You went for it. So there will be a belt off, a pre-runner style build off, first ever in the world between Bubba, because a lot of people know Bub for his quality cars. But Bub also builds extremely insane trucks like the one you just saw featured here for the Arizona Diamondbacks Major League Baseball pitcher, Mr. Brian Morris, that just left and went to Tennessee to his house there.
Yep, so really cool, man. We're looking forward to this entire build. It's going to be a lot of fun, not going to be a stressful, high-pressure build. It's just going to be, we're going to actually, at Thursday night Jumbie Gathering, we're going to put together all of our parameters, because these things are going to have parameters of, you know, rally trucks don't have glass. They don't have windshields. Well, all of ours are going to have to be a street-legal platform that can run all time on the street, full audio systems in them, and I'm talking competition style audio systems. So we're gonna have to get creative there. They're gonna have to be fully upholstered. They're gonna have to have stock motors, but can be completely boosted in any sort of shape, form, or fashion, whether it's, you know, a turbocharged platform or a supercharged platform. You know, everything to the trucks are going to have full glass. It's going to have to be fully operational. Headlights, taillights, turn signals, all the basics, man. So we're going to have a lot of parameters. You're going to be in charge of putting all the parameters together and making sure we build these things to that spec. And that's going to be the fun competition. So you have to go out and research Baja trucks, rally trucks, pre-runner style trucks on the West Coast. You'll see these things. These things are meant to have 2.5 feet, 3 feet of suspension flex that just soak up bumps. They're meant to just literally launch 20, 30 feet in the air with no problem at all and come right back down and keep cruising like an RC car. That's what we're going to do, but we have to do with street trucks on stock chassis. It's going to be a lot of work and a lot of complication, but I'm ready for it.
It's going to be very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. We accept your ideas, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, or you can just text them to us here on the Facebook Live page. Bub, another site, a very, very exciting thing. I can't tell you, I'm really excited about this. Your stepbrother's on the way down from Virginia.
That's right. I hope he doesn't wreck anything on the way, because he is pretty much like you.
You know, fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Not on that one.
Many, many years ago, 20, 25 years ago, you and Nate started working on cars and piddling in the garage and playing back there. And I got Great Falls in our house in Great Falls. And he's maintained that penchant and love. He respects you madly for your quality. He's always stayed in the mechanical side of things, more in the motorcycle side of things. But he's on the way, and they're heading this direction. And it's going to be exciting to see him and show him the Palm Beaches as well, the beauty of this area.
Oh, absolutely, man. I was talking to a lot of guys out there on the West Coast, too. It's, you know, you don't really understand what, you know, let's say paradise living is until you've been in the Palm Beaches. You don't. When you're out on the West Coast, you know, we've been to every scene and every area all the way across the United States through the show circuit, just through traveling. And, you know, you don't appreciate the Palm Beaches till you're truly here, man. It's right now it's 90 plus degrees outside. The sun is beaming. We're 3 miles from the water, and it's just, you feel the breeze. It's amazing. So it's, you chill, you relax, you enjoy life, and you just build some serious, serious rides. And that's what we love doing. And that's why I'm so done with, you know, the drama, the competition stuff. It's not. That's not what it's about. It's about living life. You live one time. You have fun. You enjoy it. You respect it. And we're here having fun building the highest end cars you could possibly imagine. So guess what? You can take it to a car show and show it off and have fun. That's kind of the point.
Right on. Yeah, right on. Keep the drama. Save it. What do they say? Save the drama for your mama.
I think that was Tupac, though, right? No, that was something about Mama didn't get the rent on the first or something, wasn't it? What was the song called?
I don't know. I don't listen to that.
No, I do. A lot. I think 95, maybe 96. No, was he dead?
Not at 95. He was shot much younger than that. Over drama, by the way.
Did you know that there was actually a, they just did a thing, because I was in Vegas, right?
No, that happened in California.
Okay, so whatever it was, I don't know the exact specifics. I didn't watch it. There was a preview that's getting ready to come out on one of the channels I always watch. It always does, like, the reenactments. They just did the Michael Jackson one. Great segment they did. They're doing one on Tupac, actually, and they're interviewing the officer that was first on scene and was leaning over him, talking to him, and he literally told the officer, basically, go screw yourself. Like, this is my time. Like, he basically, and it was a full-on interview with the officer. He's older now. This was, you know, what, 10, 15, 20 years ago, actually. So it's cool, but I didn't watch the segment. I want to check it out.
It's going to be interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a monkey in the house. Alex from Monkey in Paradise Vodka is with us. We're going to get him to come in and join us for a moment and talk a little bit about this Morpheus-based wrap on the Monkey in Paradise Corvette. It's a beautifully done job. Alex, join us, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex, you've seen him here a million times before. Alex from Monkey in Paradise. Good morning, Alex. How you doing, baby? It's nice to see you, man. How is everything?
Good, good. Great to see you guys. It's beautiful.
Jump on in here with us, man. Slide on in here. So tell us a little bit about this beautifully, beautifully wrapped Morpheus Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Corvette, man.
Sure. So we've always wanted a Monkey in Paradise race car. And our friends at Morpheus were the ones that really made it come to life here. So they presented designs to us and worked with us, holding our hands, coming up with designs and coming up with color schemes to really make this come to life.
It's funny, too. I was talking yesterday, Bub, to Jeff, who is the owner of Morpheus down there. He's going to be up here today spending some time with us. He sends these designs out to many people around the country and lets them choose, you know, design these things and then pays them for their designs, sits with the clients and interacts and finds out which ones they like the best.
Yeah, he has designers all around the country. So these are Morpheus designers that specialize in designing these high-end cars. So they are the best in the business, without doubt.
And that's what we call quality, Bub.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. It's this is my first time. I've seen all the behind-the-scenes shots that Alex has been sending me on this car getting wrapped down at Morpheus. We're in Wellington.
No, they used to be in Wellington. They're in Boynton Beach.
Okay, so not far south from us, 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, about 25 to 30 minutes.
Okay, so I was driving really slow right there. You were going really fast, typically you, though.
Too slow.
Right, way too slow. I was behind. But I'll tell you what, man, you know, this is the first time I've seen the Monkey in Paradise Morpheus Wrap Vet in person just this past hour. It's gotten here. The quality that I've seen, and a lot of guys don't understand, you know, this isn't painting a car, so you're not taking all the trim off and you're pulling door handles out and you're pulling glass out of the thing and you're sanding this thing all the way down 400 or 600 grit paper and you're shooting in the door jams, you know, so you're not going like a mass production like it's rolling down an assembly line. A wrap is truly protected on the outside of the car. A lot of people do them just for a protection standpoint. You know, you don't have to go flashy crazy. You can go one color. You can go with a matte finish, a gloss finish, an anodized finish, anything you can imagine. But these things, man, the way that these guys did it down at Morpheus was what actually made me accept wraps, because I've never been a fan of wraps. I honestly haven't, because to me, you're wrapping the outside of the car. I've never felt it, and all of the quality of jobs that I've seen have been poor at best when you open the doors. They just look terrible. They roll it in and just kind of freaking cut it and leave it. This is totally different, man. The way that these wrap areas, going from the doors to the fenders to the door jams to the hood to the headlight areas to the taillights, every piece and every part is rolled inside and then precision taped and cut all the way down, so it looks exactly like GM would have done this wrap. It's that clean. There's no wrinkles. There's no peeling corners. Beautiful job by the guys at Morpheus, for sure.
It is an absolutely amazing job, Alex. As I stand and I look at this car, the carbon fiber style accents on it, the Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Morpheus, DNA Surface Concept, Sean and those guys down there, STS. I mean, it's amazingly done.
Yeah, now what I learned is the wrap industry is very competitive. There are all kinds of companies that claim they do wraps. So the prices vary greatly for a wrap, but there's a difference in the materials used, the quality of the job, and the amount of time it takes. It takes a tremendous amount of time to do a wrap properly, and there's a cost that comes with that. So I could have had this done for half the cost with somebody down the street, but it would not have been the same. The design would not have been anywhere near this. The quality, the edges, it would have all been different, and I wanted something very high quality that looked like a paint job and really represented our brand, Morpheus, and of course you guys here at Bubba's, since you're helping me with the project and take this car to the next level.
Well, Monkey in Paradise has been an amazing sponsor to us. You guys have never cheaped it. You've always gone all the way. It's an amazing relationship. Bub, I know you're turning this into a street track car for the Monkey in Paradise crew.
Yeah, it's you know, we've got a lot of sponsors that are thrown into this car, man. We have a full, literally, it's going to be a freight truck pulls in here to unload the stuff that's going on this car. Right now, this car is sitting closer to the 800 horsepower line. We are going to push that limit very, very far. I'm hoping to do it without blowing the head right off of this motor, but hey, if it happens, it happens. We pull the motor out and we go through that too. So, you know, there's going to be a full change for this thing. It's going to be a full street strip car. The purpose of these things, very much like the competition we're getting ready to have fun with, is to be very to it looks like a total track car, but is 100% street functional. This thing has power steering, it has audio system, it has lights, it has air conditioning, leather interior, all of that stuff. So it's going to remain very functional, very show worthy, but have a track use for it.
So typical of how you build as well, Bob. Everything has to function. It has to work. That's what the guys over at Turbonetics were saying in Simi Valley, California last week when they were looking and just awing at your design on the Bob Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang out there. They couldn't believe that you could build that much horsepower and still have it run that quiet and reliably.
That's all you need to do, man. You can, there's a lot of guys out there that don't know how to take each part and make them hand in hand because, granted, a lot of these companies don't build their products to work with, X competitor, for say a header versus an exhaust system. Some guys don't do it. Some guys only sell their header systems to work with their exhaust, the way that they bend them or make them or fab them. But when you can take and incorporate all of those pieces by R&D, you can make something that's very powerful, very strong, and still very reliable and smooth. So that's what we've got going here. This car is going to be an absolute animal, and it's already looking its part.
It definitely is. Alex, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your sponsorship. I appreciate you partnering up with us. I appreciate you being part of the Lion Pride. It's just an amazing relationship, and we cannot thank you enough, man.
Well, thank you so much, guys, and I just want to shout out and thank Morpheus Wraps for the hard work they've done. They really went all out on this vehicle, and we really appreciate it.
Well, like Monkey in Paradise, like Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Morpheus knows their names on these quality products, and they want to look the best, man.
That's right, and they do, as you can see.
They definitely do. Alex, thank you so much for joining us live today. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex from Monkey in Paradise, the social vodka. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to drink responsibly but still have fun. So, Bub, big show coming up on Saturday with Robin Vernon from South Beach Classics. The funny thing is a lot of people don't know that it wasn't the production company that was the mindset behind that and the driving force that built that empire. It existed long before it hit television and got big ratings because of what Robin built from nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's totally background story there. I'd love to get into, the whole radio show can be focused just on that because there's so much in, an in-depth standpoint and also on a background standpoint that, most people don't know. 99% of people in the world, unless you are shoulder to shoulder with somebody or if you're in their pocket on their phone, you guys have no idea the reality and the truth behind situations. So it's once you can actually get and sit on a personal level and get people to speak of those situations and the backgrounds and the stories and the history and the future and where everything's going and where it's been, you have no chance to even say a single word until you know any of that information.
Well, and that's just it. Idiots with 66 GTOs that think that they, it's stupidity, man. And you squash them. You squash them.
Total nonsense, dude.
Just squash it.
I know the quality of work I build here, man. At BEM, we do some insane rides. We've been invited again to SEMA this year. We've been continued to be invited to SEMA every year, taking rides out all the time. And we're going to keep doing it, keep pushing to the top.
We are. We don't worry about, just stupidity and idiocy. The reason we are where we are is because we are good people who do a good job, who are honest and ethical.
That's it, every time.
Every time. Bob, I'm going to let you jump out of this segment here. I'll go in, and it's hard to see our producers right in the sunlight, so it's hard to see people riding through today because we are in the sunlight. I will go in and respond from my desk where I can see the screen here in just a second. I know you're finishing up some paintwork back there on a Land Rover.
Yeah, man, I was actually just painting a brand new Land Rover, and that's some of the stuff we do. We've got a lot of little smaller things that roll through here at BEM. One of our super high-end clients, the guy, I don't know what he freaking does, but he keeps wrecking these cars every time I turn around.
He's got his Bentley here too.
I've painted his Bentley probably five times. It's brand new, and now I'm painting his Rover a couple times. So it's all good. So it's just small blend work, easy to do, real quick, in and out of the paint shop, and just get another high-end ride out there rolling on the streets with a proud BEM client.
Right on, Bub. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style. I need the microphone. Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
There you go. Wow. How about that attitude? I want to thank everybody today for joining us live here. We really, really appreciate it. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Monkey in Paradise, the social vodka, two-time gold medal winner. Never happened before like that. MonkeyInParadise.com. They remind you to please drink responsibly. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. You don't want to miss next month's show in July at the Outlet Mall, 9 to 12. It's going to be a good time. Morpheus, God bless you guys, man. What an amazing job you've done here. Super, super quality work. Proud to be aligned with you guys. Quality is everything. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, keep on doing it. Bubba style. And when you walk out today, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Shoe somebody who's got holes in their feet. Payless is cheap. Feed somebody who's hungry. McDonald's is cheap. Open the door for an elderly person or somebody who's just got a bunch of packages in their hands. That's what we call doing it Bubba style. Until tomorrow.